Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Orange Kids Podcast, where we talk about the big ideas of kids ministry and discuss practical solutions to our week-to-week challenges. My name is Mike Clear, and I am thrilled to be joined here today by my friends, Kellen.
Hey, man.
How are you, Kellen?
I'm doing fantastic.
You're sounding well, and you're looking well today.
I
just want to say that. So
he does
there
look good.
You go. He does look good. He does
Thank
look
you.
Good. And I am joined by Gina McLean. Hello, Gina.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks, guys, for being here. And I am intrigued by our subject today because we're going to be talking about something that I have a history with.
Uh-oh.
And it's not the best history, but I've come full circle to appreciate its history and to where it's going in the future.
It's a true hero's journey.
A true hero's journey. Well said, sir. All right. So we're talking about none other than Vacation Bible School, otherwise known to the kids in the hood as VBS, right? There we go. I don't know. So to help us talk about VBS, we have brought in the VBS expert, Miss Amy Fenton. Hello, Amy.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Amy's here, everybody. Fun fact, Amy lives in, it's not Nashville, it is
Franklin, Tennessee.
Which is where Gina lives, too.
Hey, we're
but
neighbors.
You guys are here in Atlanta. We're here in Atlanta. That's crazy.
You know, it's
Kellen, you're in
Sorry.
California.
I'm in California, so close to Tennessee. I'm bad at geography.
We keep trying to get Kellen to move to Tennessee, but he won't.
You would
you know
love
what?
It in Tennessee.
I think you would
hip.
Like. I think
it's
you would like Tennessee.
Vibrant.
Well, you're a hip dude.
You're
I'm just
hip.
Saying,
Mike. You are just
you
full of compliments today.
I am full of encouragement. Doesn't happen often, so take it while you can. There you go. Okay, so Amy does many things for us here at Orange, but one of her primary roles is the director of our Vacation Bible School. So we thought we'd bring her in to talk about VBS, and we're excited about that. So I have to like get this off my chest, okay, and just ask you this question right out of the gate.
Is this really the time and space for this?
You know, I feel like it's a safe place.
Not
a
counseling session.
We should have a therapist.
But maybe
I
misjudged.
Do too. Thank
maybe
you.
I've misread the room today. Maybe I don't know. So I've never understood this, but help me understand, why do we call it vacation? Not we, I'm just talking about the church as a whole. Why do we call it Vacation Bible School? Because any combination, two of those words out of the three, they just don't feel like they go together.
Yeah,
vacation
right.
school.
School, that doesn't make sense.
Right, Bible school. Right. Help me understand that. Why do we call it VBS?
You know, I mean, I feel like we need to Google the history of VBS, but I will say this. It is old tradition. In fact, I feel like we did Google it a long time ago, and it was like from the early 1900s.
Oh, wow.
So it's old.
Got it.
I actually just looked it up.
If did you?
You,
want
you
read
did?
It.
Uh-oh.
The origins of Vacation Bible School can be traced back to Hopedale, Illinois in 1894.
1894.
Oh, wow. You were close. 1900s.
A long
Kellen,
time ago.
Dropping knowledge.
Sunday school teacher D.T. Miles, who also was a public school teacher, felt she was limited by time constraints in teaching the Bible to children. So she started a daily Bible school to teach children during the summer.
Mm.
There you
okay.
go.
The well, more you know.
Wikipedia.
Who knew?
There you go.
I don't know.
So,
I have no words.
You know, I don't like that name personally. In fact, when you were introducing this as the... like the title of the podcast,
yep.
it kind of made me cringe.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay if you call it VBS.
Sure. Absolutely.
But you kind of over enunciated Vacation
I did.
Bible school.
I was trying to
Sounds
create
so
tension.
Heavy.
I was trying to create tension.
It
so
does.
Yeah.
I felt it. I felt the tension in the room. I feel like we still refer to it as VBS because that's what people know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
they know the name VBS. So our company is a great example. A few years ago, we sold a product called Summer XP.
Mm-hmm.
In
Which
an
stands
effort-
for
Summer Experience.
Summer XP. Summer Experience?
Yes.
Right.
I guess, yes. Yeah. So people were like coming up to us and saying, gosh, I wish you guys would do a VBS. We'd totally buy it. And we're like, we have for years. It's Summer XP. And they were like, oh, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
So part of it is just the familiarity of it to make sure people know what it is they're buying.
Got it.
Right. And for parents have some nostalgic memories, right, around
true.
VBS. And so, and we want parents to bring their kids. And so we need to use familiar terms maybe that they would recognize. Is that why we keep?
I guess, I mean, there's a sense I understand that. For historical reference, but it's like, but who is this for? It's right. for the yeah, kids sure. and to get them excited about coming to something like a VBS. There's just got to be a better name. But I understand that. I understand the tension of why we use it. Because like you can call it Summer XP. And it's like, oh, we really mean VBS, you know. Right. But
well, and like for us, we call it Very Best Summer.
See, I like that.
Oh, do you? Yeah. That's good.
Like
I'm all about having the very best summer.
Yes, because we say around here at Orange that we don't want to just give kids a great week. We want to give them a great summer. Mm. So we call VBS Very Best Summer. So for me, that sounds way more fun because who doesn't want to have the very best summer, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I like just using VBS because then in my mind, it means something else other than Vacation Bible School.
Well, I think we've just renamed it.
I love it.
I love it.
I hereby want to call to the floor the official name change of VBS to Very Best Summer. All in favor?
Aye.
I say aye.
Same with DT Miles.
We need to submit that to Wikipedia.
That's right.
Can we submit that to Wikipedia?
But
in 2019,
right now.
The name has been changed to Very Best Summer.
All right, so so we know we got a little history lesson about Vacation Bible School, and its history and its meaning, and it was great. Totally understand why they started. Let me ask you this. It's been around since 1894, is that what you said, right? And I know a lot of churches have been doing it. It's been part of their DNA for a long time. Does VBS still work? Is it still effective? Let me ask you that.
That is a great question, too. I would say yes.
Yep.
Because I've seen it work in the local church. So because of my job, I have a front row seat to a lot of churches doing VBS and doing it really well. And they use it as a great on-ramp to reach their community and bring people who are far from God into their church. I would say it all depends on the person leading it and their intentionality behind it and the vision they cast to their volunteers. Just like anything we do, a lot of it is going to depend on the leader. But I would say that if you had asked me 10 years ago, I would have said, I feel like VBS is starting to take a slow burn and die. But it's amazed me how many churches are now coming back around to do VBS. So I think people are seeing, hey, families are looking for things in the summer to do.
For sure.
And we were being so sensitive not to offer anything but what we did on Sunday so as not to take away from families. And then families were going, wait a minute, we need your help.
Yeah,
we need something. Our kids are bored and they want to hang with their friends and do something fun. And they love their small groups at church. And we need an experience outside of Sunday morning for our children. So I think it's making a comeback.
So would you say that VBS is for your church? It's for the families within your church? That's its primary focus? Or
that's a great question.
Thank you. I'm good at great questions.
You are so good. Yes, you are.
That. Go ahead.
So a couple of years ago on the Orange VBS Facebook page, we did a survey and asked why people did VBS. And it was interesting how many of them said, I want to make sure I use the right word, because this was the word we saw most, is they wanted to evangelize kids.
Got it.
What does that mean?
Right. So we gave a little pushback and said that very thing. Like,
that's good.
Okay, great. What does that mean? Evangelize kids. The more we gave some vision to the leaders who were involved with us and engaged with us on the Orange VBS Facebook page, the more we started to realize really they're using VBS for two things, which is great. And these two things are very important. The first is to leverage relationships with families already in the church, because those kids need some time away from a Sunday morning to connect with their small group leader.
Yep.
So good.
We want them to have fun. Fun is such a key value for building those relationships. And I tell people VBS is kind of like what students get when they go away to student camp. And they come back with all those fun inside jokes and memories and bonding that lasts them the whole year through.
Sure.
VBS is the same thing for kids,
yeah.
you know, who aren't going to go away to beach camp, but they can spend a week of fun building memories. So I feel like that's really important for the kids that are already in your ministry. And then the other thing is to leverage VBS as an opportunity to build relationships with those who are not in your church.
Right. Yeah.
So for kids who are far from God, whose families may never attend church, to leverage that time to bring them into your church and show them that church is fun, that they make new friends, get to know a small group leader, leverage that time to build relationships with your community. So I think in my ideal VBS, it would be something for church kids and something for kids not in church, and have a healthy balance of both.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I love that, because if you peer into student ministry, the student ministry world, whenever you create an event where students get to spend extended time with their small group leader, there is something that happens within those relationships. Yes. Connection increases. And like you said, that's where you build the remember wins, right? The remember when, and you know, you have all those memories that are built on fun, and the connection is stronger. So VBS could serve to do the same thing for our preschoolers and elementary students as they connect with a leader relationally. And it's in a concentrated amount of time, which is something they can't get 1 hour at a time on Sunday morning, especially if they only come once every other week, once every 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. In addition to that, I mean, I'm definitely that parent that let me just be honest, if I didn't work for the church, I probably wouldn't be there every single Sunday. There are some Sunday mornings, like last one, what I would have said, yeah, I'm staying in bed. It's cold outside.
When it was snowing in Franklin. Cold.
For real. I want to keep my PJs on. I am not interested in getting out on Sunday morning. And I would have been that parent that would have just stayed snuggled up at home on Sunday morning, as opposed to going to church. And so if I weren't connected to a church, if my kid went with their friend to VBS, they would gain the same thing. They would gain this connection with another leader that, if it's enticing enough, they enjoy it enough, they're going home talking about it and they're saying, I want to go back.
Yeah. Right.
And so you have this really great net that you can cast to pull kids in out of your community. There's a lot of potential.
A lot of potential.
What they say, like in student ministry camp, which I think VBS still has the potential to do, is that they say a week's worth of camp is worth a year's worth of
with
ministry.
A small group.
Mm-hmm. Because you have that intentional, focused, out of your normal routine, you're with your small group and your small group leader, and you're focused for a set amount of time, whether your VBS is 3 days, 4 days, or five days. But I think the potential is there to have that same impact that student camp has.
I like the idea that you mentioned, Amy, of the survey where you asked people what was their number one, and they said evangelize children. That sentence just sounds funny to me. But the idea of, like, when I think of VBS and how I can totally see it happening. Now, we're a church of 6 months, so we haven't done a summer yet. So, you know, we're still working towards what we're doing this summer. But I like the idea of VBS being a week of, obviously, you teach the Bible, you teach who Jesus is, you have fun in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. But the end game being, okay, after this concentrated week of fun, we want you to show up on these Sundays to also have these fun environments, but we get a little bit more in depth and you get to spend more time with your small group leaders and have these things. It's like if a kid were to show up on Sunday and there's an hour, there's about 20 minutes of like fun interaction. Mm-hmm. And then you have about 40 minutes of some sort of teaching, some sort of groups. I think VBS is that 20 minutes in a week where you're doing this concentrated, come have fun, come be a part of community, come learn what community is really about. On top of that, you're going to learn who Jesus is, and we want you to come back and bring the families in and stuff like that. So I think if the focus of VBS is that, instead of trying to, I'm going to indoctrinate these kids this week.
Use that word, indoctrinate. I think that should be on like the banner outside.
It should be.
We want to indoctrinate twice, your kid. Wow. Did you use good?
So I think if we, because, you know, Bible school is in it. So we feel like we need to teach these kids everything about the Bible in a week of the year where they just want to be outside and be with their friends. Right. I think if our strategy changes a little bit, it can be very best summer.
Well, and Kellen, that's for us, and this is true of Orange in general.
Yeah.
So this applies to VBS too. Really, those small group leaders are the secret sauce that's going to make it or break it.
Yeah.
Because if you start now casting vision to the small group leaders who are going to serve, you want to try to get the small group leaders that serve on Sunday
to be there.
To be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You want them to be there to serve with their small group. You want to help those kids learn how to look for the people to invite to come and give them this experience. There are people who will never step foot in your church on a Sunday morning, but who will let their kids come to a week of summer fun. Right. And we need to be so intentional to leverage that.
Yeah.
But training your small group leaders how to do that and what to look for and how to be fun, how to make the most of this and see it as that camp experience, you know, that stat's so good. We need to use that.
It's good.
I don't know if it's true for kids, but let's say it is.
Let's just say it is.
Put it on Wikipedia.
Let's put it to vote. All in favor? Type. Aye.
So I don't want to miss that because I think that's really important. It's what I hear you saying is those who your team, your VBS team, it isn't that you aren't going to invite people to serve maybe for the first time at your VBS experience. Right. It isn't that you aren't going to do that, but you definitely want to make sure that the team that is serving in VBS is going to be those are going to be the faces that are there on Sunday morning. So should that kid come back the following Sunday, that's the face they see.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the person that greets them.
Good.
Well, and that's a good way, because you are going to have people who have not served yet.
Yeah.
Sure.
But going into it, I think I would say to them, if you're going to come, let's say your VBS is the 1st of June, if you're going to come and serve in VBS, we would like for you to come back the rest of the summer on Sundays.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Just commit through the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that gives them a
beginning
taste.
And time. Yep.
And we know that you give them 8 weeks with a group of kids, they're going to fall in love with them.
Yeah.
So then when we come back around and say, hey, we're signing up for fall leaders.
Right. Are you ready? Yeah.
And, then, and this group that you've been hanging with all summer and they love you, like we need a leader for them. I mean, it's a great way to get some new small group leaders too, because it gives them a tiny taste of what it can be.
Yeah.
That I like that. I really love the idea of that and the on-ramp that that creates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
And that's the thing I love about the Orange VBS and that you helped make it strategic to what's happening on Sundays. And I've shared with you my horror story of VBS, but but the thing I never understood about it is, and I didn't grow up in the church, so just context there.
Right.
But my very first ministry position, I was in charge of VBS. And I was like, great, what is it? And it was like, it's Vacation Bible School. And at this church, we had people come out of the woodworks to volunteer for it, which was great. And then we got resources and money that I didn't know existed, which was great. And we got all this publicity, which was great. And we got the spotlight, which was great. And we had a great week, and it was great. And then the next Sunday, all those volunteers disappeared, and all those resources went away. And the platform and the spotlight we got, we went back to our corner of the building that was underfunded, under-resourced, undervalued, like all those things. I never understood. I appreciated VBS for what it was, but I also didn't understand, why do we put so much into 1 week out of the year instead of, like you said, the tagline is don't give kids just a great week, which a VBS can do,
right?
Give them a great summer. And I think the connection that you made of the small group leaders or the volunteers in VBS, so that it's the same also rhythm in terms of large group and small groups, so that if I come to your VBS, when I come back on another Sunday during the summer, it's not a completely different concept, because we did this way at VBS, but no, we don't do that on Sundays. We do something completely different.
Yeah.
It's a similar, so there's a comfort feel there. There's a familiar face there. And you've made the theme the same for the entire summer. There are different stories that they cover in the summer. But so now as a leader, I appreciate it, because now I could spend, you know, some resources on decor and know that I'm going to get usage and mileage out of these things beyond just a week. I'm going to utilize them all summer long to do that. So I just felt like, from the strategic side of how I like to think about things, that just made sense to me. And so I appreciate that so much about the Orange VBS.
Well, and I will say, and I say this whenever I speak on VBS at any conference or meeting one-on-one with people, if your budget for the year is let's say you have a $25,000 budget for your ministry and you're spending $20,000 on VBS, which, believe it or not, I have talked to people who have, then you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
Like, that is not where your money should lie. And, you know, like, $10,000 of that is to, like, wallpaper the church in butcher paper. Well, like, that's too much. You know, kids don't even see the butcher paper after the first day. Like, use some big wow elements minimize your decorating, minimize some other things, yeah, and pour in, use that as the relationships right. are what matter,
right.
and focusing your energy and effort into getting those families mm-hmm. to continue to come instead of spending all that money on, you know, having 18 totally. Bouncy houses and you know, a food truck.
Don't take away the bouncy houses.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying they're bad.
We'll have one, okay?
Are you happy? You can have some. I'm just saying if you then have $5,000 to do the other 50 weeks of the year in your ministry, then you've missed the boat big time.
I agree.
I totally agree. And again, I love production and I love the programming side. So I want, you know, I would want the environments to be as fun as possible. Mm-hmm. But here's what I know, and you said earlier at the end of the day, the secret sauce is the small group leader. Yeah. And if every kid, they'll come back if they have a place to belong and someone who believes in them, someone who knows their name. You give me that, and I'll take that over any decor any day to do that. So,
So how do we do that then? How do you, if you were talking to sitting across from a kids ministry leader who is, they're going to do VBS this summer, and, but they have basically everything ends on Friday, Thursday, whatever the ending day is. What would you say needs to happen the following week in order to really leverage and get the most out of that VBS experience?
As far as follow up with families,
how would you say they need to follow up with those families?
So I love this topic because we've brainstormed this before with some ministry leaders, and the things they come up with are so genius. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many churches do so many different things, but what I would say is do something.
Oh, that's good. Just something.
People get to the end of VBS week and the ministry leader and everybody else is like, I'm leaving Friday out, at one to go to the beach.
Yep. Yeah.
So
it's really true.
Now, when this podcast airs in April, now sit down with your team and make a plan. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do to be intentional when VBS wraps on Thursday night or Friday afternoon? Mm-hmm. Like, what is our plan to follow up with those families? I love the opportunity to follow up with them, whether it's through an email or a postcard or something telling them about the rest of the summer.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of people will take our FX, because like at Orange VBS, we provide a family experience as a part of VBS.
Yeah.
And there were a ton of churches that used that as a part of their Sunday morning the following Sunday. So they were easily able to say, we're not done yet. Come back. Parents, you're invited to come get a taste of what we did this week. And we want to tell you more about what we learned. There are churches that I know of that have been super, super intentional to even Tim Sherwood. He was at a church in Iowa, and he, Prairie Lakes Church, I believe. Yeah. And he even wrote a blog post like for us on this, talking about how he followed up with the families by phone call. And he asked everybody to make a phone call for any person that had marked that they were not in a church at all. And they did ask, like, do you have a church home on their registration
form? So it's part of the registration form. Uh-huh. So when the kid first signed up or first came, that was one of the questions that you asked. It's really good. Do you have a church home?
So they called and said, hey, we've got some other fun things happening this summer. We'd love to tell you more about it.
Yeah.
And then if most people didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Sure. But he would just say in the call, like, I'm going to send you an email about it. And we'd love to have your family come to X, Y, and Z coming up in the next few weeks. So they were very intentional to even plan some things still outside of Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That were still very non-threatening that were for the whole family to come back.
Smart.
I would say whatever you're going to do, plan it now, because on Friday afternoon, you're not going to care.
You're not even thinking about it. It's true. You're too exhausted. So, you know what I love about that idea is it's not just blasting an email out. Because I would expect an email and something impersonal, something mass produced that, and a wide net. And I understand, given my own experience, I totally get blasting an email like that is easier. But to make a personal phone call that says, hey, I'm going to send you an email with some information that we want you to know about, that feels so much more personal to me. Yep. And it feels more intentional. Like you actually care about that I have this information. And that
it's good. Especially if you're not a non-churchgoer and let's say they didn't pick up But you leave a voicemail and they listen to it later. And the first thing they hear is, "Hi, I'm Kellen from so-and-so church. We just wanted to say how awesome it was to have so-and-so at our week." Just to hear that as a parent, I could imagine would be, oh, wow, they care about my kid enough to tell me how much they care about my kid.
My kid. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Right.
You know,
that's so true.
An active, a conversation that we're having within my context is, how can we make sure that everything that we do has a next step to it? And so for a, you give a great next step for a brainy family who doesn't have a church home. They're actually, you're intentionally asking that question. They're answering no. And so we know that there's a very specific follow-up that we could take with them. For a family that comes on a regular basis and they would answer that question yes, could an additional question be, are you part of a small group? Yes or no?
Yep.
Because if they are not, then there's a specific follow-up that we could provide to them just to make sure that we connect them to a greater degree into the body of the church. So,
yes.
You know, Amy, talking about VBS, and it seems some churches, I've heard some leaders say, one of the reasons why they don't do VBS is because everybody else in their community does VBS. And so some churches are starting to shift toward other ways to do the similar thing of what VBS does, like sports camps and other, maybe an arts camps or something like that. Like, what would you say to that as far as like when a church looks at the landscape of maybe VBS is part of their heritage and they just keep doing it, or they're looking into it to say, we used to do it, now maybe we should. What would you say to that?
I think that you have to, first of all, know your community.
Right.
Yes.
So there's a church that I'm working with right now in Mississippi, and they are in a huge sports community. Mm-hmm. Everybody plays sports.
Got it.
So their VBS week has morphed into a sports camp week.
Okay.
They still use VBS curriculum.
Right.
But they've added in this sports element.
That's really smart.
So they were reading the landscape of the community going, everybody's skipping VBS to sign up for sports camps.
Got it. No kidding.
So why don't we do a sports camp?
Meet that need. Yep.
So I think it's cool to see how many different ways people do VBS.
Yeah.
There are churches that now are like, we live in a very blue collar, you know, third shift worker kind of town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
so for us, the only time families can be available are on Saturdays. So the 5 Saturdays of July, those are our VBS Saturdays.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
That's a great idea.
You know, because they want to meet that need. If kids are looking for something to do, they people can't be involved outside of that. A lot of churches have gone to a nighttime VBS because that's just the time that fits best for families whose kids, they both parents work and the kids have a standing daycare they go to during the day. Yep. But at night, they want to do something great with their church. So does that really answer your question?
Yeah, no, I think I love hearing what you're saying. It's like it's knowing your community and their needs and figuring out, because behind each one of those examples was the heartbeat of what VBS tries to do, right? Which is, again, trying to reach our community while also giving a place for our insiders, you know, to be able to figure out and have a relationship and do that while we teach them about Jesus. We just may do that through the arts. We may do that through sports. Mm-hmm. We may do that through the traditional setting at nights, during the day, a backyard VBS, whatever it may be. I think VBS is always going to have different skin on it, depending on what the needs of our community is, but the heartbeat of what it does and what it accomplishes, that remains the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, in churches like Kellen's church, this is a great example because you guys don't have a building right now, right?
We need a school,
So we have a lot of churches that are in your same shoes that do, they turn it into more of a backyard Bible club
kind of scenario,
Very best summer.
Yeah.
But they turn it into a backyard kids club, let's call it that, hang out and meet there because they don't have a building. Because there's so many churches in that same boat that need to figure out a time and a place.
Yeah.
And so just doing it in neighborhoods around their community. And what a great way to reach your community, to actually go out into
the community.
So I love that too. There's so many brilliant ideas. Yep. I love our Facebook page on Facebook. We've decided to put it on the Facebook.
On the Facebook.
That's what my dad calls it.
And you called it the Facebook.
My dad calls it the Facebook wall page. Oh my gosh. But I love their ideas because they're so creative and they so think outside the box. They've started to push each other to think outside the box of what we could do in a summer for kids.
Yep. Mm. No, that's great. Well, all this information, I think, has been incredibly helpful. And there's things to think about for any leader at whatever stage of the VBS game that they're at. Because, again, right now, your VBS may be at the beginning of summer, so it's about a month away. It might be at the end of the summer. It's a few months away. But I think there are things to chew on, to think about, to pray over, about how we can implement some of those now, and then as we plan again for next year, for 2020. Right. Which is crazy to say. All right. So,
Lord.
Anyways, but Amy, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for talking all things Very Best Summer, formerly known as Vacation Bible School, to do that. Yeah. That's official going forward. We're going to.
Very Best Summer.
Very I best think we summer. Need a Very Best Summer ditty from.
I think we're going to get Kellen. One. Kellen, you think about that. So while Kellen prepares for his ditty at the end of our episode here, let me remind you that if you want to keep the conversation going about VBS, we actually have two Facebook groups that I would recommend that you do. We have our Orange Kids Facebook group that we have, where we talk about ministry all the time with leaders all over the country, and we'll give you the link to that in the show notes. But we also have a page dedicated just to VBS, and it's called Orange VBS. We'll leave a link in the show notes as well. And if you want to be a part of that group as well to talk exclusively VBS and how churches are using VBS, and not just Orange VBS, but just VBS in general, no matter what curriculum you use, the different ways and contexts and ways that they're utilizing it in their community. So we invite you to be a part of that group as well. And last but not least, if you like what you've heard and you want to hear more, we invite you to subscribe to our podcast. And while you're there, leave us a review. It really does help spread the word, and we would greatly appreciate it. So thanks for hanging out, Amy, Kellen, Gina. Yep. This has been fun. That's and fun. Kellen, why don't you take us out with a special VBS ditty?
Here we go. Very best summer. It's the very best summer. It's way more funner with the very best summer.
Best one yet.
That was by far the best one I've ever done.